on KUTX 98.9. Our guest is guitarist Rusty Anderson in Austin, Texas, to play the Frank Irwin Center for two nights with Paul McCartney's band. And Rusty, first of all, I have to tell you, thank you for taking the time.
Yes, my pleasure.
And I think you must feel this when you go to different cities, but people are really buzzed about these concerts, and you can feel a level of excitement from people when you talk to them, especially if they're going to the show.
Yeah. I mean, everywhere we go, you know, we get this nice buzz happening. And by the way, my guest, Jody Denberg, across from me.
So, well, thank you.
A reciprocating announcement.
Have you ever wanted to be a DJ?
Oh, yes. I am in my spare time. I'm a midnight DJ.
You've got the pipes. This new tour is called Out There, and it just started, what, last week in Brazil with three big stadium shows?
Right, yeah. We some new tunes and some production rehearsals, and then we went to South America. And, and then we came to Orlando, and now we're here. This is sort of the second city of the U.S. bit, yeah.
You're originally from California, and you still live there, right?
I do, yeah. I've always been in SoCal.
And I was just curious, because you're a family man. You have Lola is your daughter?
Yeah. She's almost two. And it's just such an amazing experience. It just changes you. So that's been great, and I'm really looking forward to getting back to seeing her again. You know, I don't want to go away for quite as long anymore, you know?
And you haven't really over the last couple of years, because Paul has a young daughter. The touring has been consistent, but in small bursts, sort of.
Yeah, it works out great for everybody, actually. You know, instead of being gone for 2 or 3 months at a time and then coming back and having then a big chunk of time at home, which is nice, but I'd rather have it, you know, broken up. It's a little, works a little better, I think.
We're talking with guitarist Rusty Anderson at the Irwin Center for two nights, playing in Paul McCartney's band since 2001. Does that still kind of, when I say that, do you kind of go, me? Am I doing that?
Yeah, that's me. Wow. I guess I'm sort of used to it in some weird way. You know, I mean, I feel like I just stumbled into a great thing. I mean, I've been playing guitar since I was 8 and very tunnel visioned about it. And because I think, you know, as a career choice, maybe being a musician or being a guitar player doesn't look like the best thing on paper, probably. But I don't know. I mean, it's a crazy world, and I think it's important to follow your bliss in whatever form you can, you know?
So you have, and the list of people you've played with besides Mr. McCartney is just incredible. One of our hometown favorites, Mr. Willie Nelson, you've worked with.
Yes, I have.
Elton John, Stevie Nicks, Neil Diamond, Carole King, Little Richard, Sinead O'Connor, Joe Cocker, The Wallflowers. You've played some great guitar with a lot of people.
Yeah, I feel very, very blessed. Yeah.
Tell me about this current tour, because when Paul goes back out and they rename the tour, this time it's the Out There Tour.
Right.
The set list changes, and this time pretty dramatically from the last time you were out.
Yeah, which is cool. It reinvents the whole thing, because I think it's been, you know, as we've been touring a lot more in the, like, say, the last 5 years or so, because I've been playing with him for over a decade now. You know, the sets sort of morph into each other, you know, change a few songs. And this was much more of a departure. And it sort of shakes up your brain a little bit and kind of renews the energy of the band. And I think probably the audiences too, because there are a lot of repeat customers that come to the shows. So,
what's the process like? I know you have rehearsals before a tour. Who comes in and says, wow, we should do, and I don't want to give any songs away right now, but who says, we should try this song? We've never done that in the 11 years I'm in the band. Or,
We all will make suggestions. I've made suggestions in the past about, you know, we should do Getting Better or Helter Skelter or whatever. And then other guys will suggest things, and they get, you know, sometimes they get used, sometimes they don't. Then I think there's probably something where maybe if enough fans sort of write into Paul and they get filters to him, and he kind of goes, okay, well, this, it's just, I don't know. You know, it just sort of happens. I used to feel a lot stronger about the set's got to be this and that. And now I'm sort of open to whatever direction it is. Because I've realized over the years that, you know, if you ask a million people, you know, what the set list should be, you get a million different set lists. I mean, there's really, art is such a, is such a personal thing for everybody, which is awesome. I love that about it. It keeps it from being, you know, like a marketing tool thing. It keeps it from, it keeps the, you know, it keeps all the business people from the bean counters unable to make the music business 100% marketing, you know?
Thankfully.
So, yeah, thankfully. So there's still that little bit of, you know, space in there for the zeitgeist of that.
I want to talk to you some more about the current tour and the shows at the Irwin Center, but I also want to talk to you about your records. You had a couple of studio records since you've been working with Paul in 2003, mm-hmm. I think, Undressing Underwater, 2010, Born on Earth, and then there was a compilation with both discs. But there's a new record coming out, and mm-hmm. we're going to play a song from it here.
Cool.
And I saw it online. It was listed as Rusty Anderson Afternoon.
Right. Well, what it is Todd, who I've actually been working with a while, we've been co-writing and co-singing, and it's a different kind of sound a little bit, you know, and I was just excited to kind of do it that way. And so it's actually a band name, Rusty Anderson Afternoon, and I was kind of toying with calling it just a band name, but because of the lineage, it kind of made more sense maybe to do a hybrid thing. So thus, Rusty Anderson Afternoon.
Well, let's listen to Effortless, and I hope you have a great time at the Irwin Center and in Austin. And we'll listen to Effortless, and we'll also hear a live track featuring Rusty Anderson, our guest, at the Irwin Center tonight with Paul McCartney on KUTX, Rusty Anderson Afternoon and Effortless.